Contrary to popular belief, people are not born leaders. True, some have an advantage. And true, many naturals blow it. So what does it take to be an effective leader? There are many books with lists and classes about leadership. We can all gain from these sources, but only a few take action. What is it then that makes the difference?
This W3W3 series, Profiles of Industry Leaders, delves into the somewhat elusive question, what does it take in these challenging times to be an effective leader? Why do some people crash and burn and come back bigger than ever, while others make it, burn and crash, and we'll never hear from them again?
Well, there's really not a single answer. It's more like a set of building blocks that can be assembled in a myriad of ways. We look at them and assess all the pieces, build based on our dreams, and in the process, based on our strategic plan, turn our dreams into reality. When that doesn't work, the real winners pick up their blocks and try it again.
Here on the World Wide Web Radio Show, we're taking a close look at the good news and the challenges that accompany the building blocks of leadership. You are listening to W3W3.com Internet Talk Radio. Our guest today is Allison Hartzell, Executive Director of the Front Range Chapter of the Forum for Women Entrepreneurs. That's FWE. Allison, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, Allison, in a former life, you were co-founder of iSyndicate and leader of their international team. Now, today, you are the executive director for FWE. Let's start out with a look at the future. What is FWE looking forward to this coming year?
Well, in 2002, I expect that FWE will see an awful lot of growth. The organization was founded last year and really spent the time getting up on their feet, and this year we've got all the right pieces in place in order to achieve the growth we're looking for. And by growth, I mean membership, programs, and support from the community, and especially our sponsors. Some of the programs we have coming up are Progressive Venture Dinner, quarterly Learn from the Leaders program with Donna August, she'll be our first one, and monthly meetings that focus on educational topics.
That's great.
You've only been in existence now 18 months in this area, is that correct?
Yes, it was actually August of 2000 that the chapter was formed, and then January of 2001 we had the kickoff meeting.
Wow, that's terrific. And you have a pretty decent membership already.
We have about 150 members right now, and we're looking to make that grow by another 100 this year.
All right, let's rewind a little and get a historical perspective of the experiences and events that shaped your growth. Who was a very influential person in your earlier life, and what was the key point you learned from that influence?
Well, I think, like most people, my parents were pretty influential, and both of them were mavericks coming from a long line of explorers and gunslingers and rebels, so I think it was natural that I became an entrepreneur. They both worked for themselves, and they pushed me to be successful at an early age. For example, my mom was in real estate when I was younger, and she wanted to help me learn how to sell Girl Scout cookies. I was a Girl Scout, and we would practice using her bedroom door. I would knock on the door and say I was a Girl Scout from a particular school, and she would say, well, tell me what you're representing and sell it to me. And I was about 7 at the time, and if I did it wrong, she'd say no and slam the door.
I'll take some cookies. I'll take some.
So I think from that I learned to work hard. And later that became kind of my personal motto, which was to work smarter, not harder. And that's also coupled with my love for technology. Technology always helps us work smarter.
That's great, and that's a great story. What experience in your education or your background influenced your values and beliefs the most?
Well, I think in that respect, it would probably be my degree in journalism. That has affected my entrepreneurial skills in a number of ways. First, it gives me the respect for deadlines. I'm very goal-oriented. And second, it gives me a lot of keen observation skills. And that can be helpful in dealing with people. We find that an entrepreneur spends probably 50 to 75% of their time on people issues. We all think we're going to start a company, and it's going to be all about fulfilling your product ideas, but it's really not. It's about helping other people to realize that your dream can be executed in a certain way. And so when it comes to people, the journalism aspect really taught me that there are a lot of sides to every story, and many people believe they're right. So you oftentimes have a situation where you're not trying to pick between right or wrong. You're just trying to find all the information and do what's best for the story or for the company.
That's great.
Yeah, it sounds like a very wise approach to life.
Yeah, as a reporter, you can't procrastinate too long.
No, and you know it's all about getting stuff done, getting it out.
Allison, what challenge did you encounter that you had to learn to live with, and is there a lesson that could benefit our listeners?
Well, I think many entrepreneurs who start out young face challenges related to their age. You know, we oftentimes don't have the necessary tact, perhaps, the necessary skills that make it smooth and easy for us to work with other people or to run a company. I think when you're a young woman, that's even complicated a little bit further, where you walk into a room and it's filled with people who are your father's age, and if you're looking at them as, oh, that looks like my father, they're probably looking at you and thinking, oh, that looks like my daughter.
Yeah.
And you have to immediately establish credibility and respect. So I think, you know, for me, the challenge has been learning to step out of the physical impact that someone might get when they first see me as a young woman, and teaching them to see me as a credible business leader. And perhaps that's something that all women need to focus on or can focus on so that they can approach every situation with a business person's mind rather than, you know, oh, they might be thinking that I'm not dressed correctly or anything that has to do with gender.
You know, being a father of five with four of them daughters, that's great advice. I think I've heard similar things from them. Kind of tagging along with that, what was the turning point in your career?
Well, you know, founding iSyndicate, I was 26 years old when I founded that company with a co-founder, and I really didn't know what I was in for. I was eager, and I was aggressive and happy to make things happen, but it was so much work, and it was so difficult, and there were so many days when you just wanted to give it up. So my co-founder and I used to compare it to pushing a boulder up a steep hill, and in physically what we would do to kind of remind ourselves that there was something more difficult than starting a company is we would run down Embarcadero, which is the flat part in San Francisco, and then we'd make a left-hand turn and go up Telegraph Hill, mm-hmm. where there are about 200 stairs before you hit the top, and that would just kind of reset our ideas that it's not that bad, it's not too hard. And our syndicate eventually grew to about 230 employees and 6 U.S. offices, 4 overseas, $15 million in revenues before it was acquired by a competitor last year.
Before you skip over your boulder story, I mean, the listeners, I don't think they're all aware that you actually climbed Mount Kilimanjaro somewhere back in August 2000.
That's true.
Did you carry a boulder with you?
My friend and I decided to hit the over-the-hill 30 number in a big way.
Well, you did it, that's for sure.
What advice would you give to an entrepreneur, Allison?
You know, to any entrepreneur, I would tell them to take their time expectations, whatever they think it will take to launch a product or to launch their company, and double it. It always takes longer than you expect. And when it comes to securing funding for your business, if you keep that in mind, then the advantage is always yours in dealing with a venture capitalist or an investor. You never want to do that out of desperation. And just be ready to hold out for the long haul. We thought iSyndicate would get funded in about 6 months. It turned 18 months, so a little bit more than double. And we held out, and we didn't think. There were many times when we weren't sure it was going to happen. And once it did, things just started to roll along, and we were very grateful that we had other investors that came forward, and we never forgot how long it took us to get to that point of critical mass. Well, for women, I think we really need to think big. Many women that I meet perhaps don't trust themselves or trust their gut, and they carve out business plans that are smaller than what men tend to do. And you know, there's no reason why we can't go out and try to conquer the world. We can remind ourselves that we have the same number of hours in the day and the same number of brain cells as everybody else, them. There's no reason why we can't achieve the same kind of success that our mentors or our idols can achieve.
Right on.
Oh, boy, you've got a fan right here. That's absolutely a fact. Now, Allison, obviously you've led a very active life, but, you know, you're busy, hectic, and we observed now recently what you're doing with FWE and your interests and all. What do you do to bring balance into your personal and professional lives?
Well, thankfully, Larry, that's why I moved here to Boulder. You know, San Francisco is a very hectic environment, and it's tough. There's no doubt to try to bring balance to your personal and professional lives, but I tend to pick specific times when I meet with friends, try to get out the door, and I force myself not to turn on the computer sometimes, and I have a boyfriend who is very good at keeping me focused on the rest of the world rather than on work alone.
That sounds like a good addition to anybody's life, somebody to help bring that balance. So what will your legacy be, and how will you be remembered?
Boy, that's a tough question. I'm not sure that's an easy one to answer, but I try to keep in mind that no one is really successful by themselves. It takes dozens of folks who support you in your quest for success, and I think I'd like to be remembered as someone who really cares about my supporters. Now, my father grew up extremely poor in North Carolina, and he became a successful businessman, and it was his influence where he always taught me to treat everyone equally, because basically we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a fact?
So when it comes to things like FWE, I don't run that organization alone. I can only succeed with volunteers and a strong board, and I am so grateful for their help every day.
Yeah, they are a great group.
Thank you.
On a personal note, I'd like to encourage our listeners to look into the Forum for Women Entrepreneurs. I was so impressed by the high energy and the obvious support offered by the association and by the members to and from one another.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
And Allison, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Larry and Pat. I enjoyed speaking with you.
And we are going to be following your progress. And thank you really very, very much for sharing your personal story with us today. We know it will benefit our W3W3 listeners in countless ways.
This is Larry and Pat Nelson on the World Wide Web Radio Show. Check out our other content channels on W3W3.com.